Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Maggie Smith. Maggie, great to have you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Maggie is the youth minister at St. Matthew the Apostle
Catholic Church. Catholic Parish
yeah, in St. Matt in Gahanna. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we're so grateful for this day and for all of your many blessings. Fill our hearts with an even greater wonder and awe and sense of gratitude for all that has been laid before us. We know your particular love for each of us and that you have created this day with each of us in mind. Continue to fill our hearts with that great joy through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So Maggie, we talked a little bit about youth ministry and kind of generally your approach, like with prayer and teaching them in prayer, and then kind of the structure. Two things I kind of wanted to hit upon is the first, which I haven't warned you about ahead of time, is, you know, what are some of, other than prayer, which we've kind of talked about quite a bit, what sort of the kind of the characteristics of your particular approach to youth ministry and to youth, like maybe what you're convicted about, you know, in your ministry?
Yes. What I'm convicted about. I'm convicted about truth and about freedom. So when I see that people, or like, you know, in my job, high schoolers are not free to move in the ways that they want, not free to live in the ways that they want, out of fear or out of lies, I get very fired up about that. And when I see that high schoolers are quick to be, this is going to make me sound like so boring, I promise I'm a crazy, like, wild person. Yeah. When I see that high schoolers are quick to be, like, very silly and, like, not, you know, articulate their thoughts well and just be, like, cynical, that doesn't ever make me angry at them, but it makes me angry at the evil one because he's just, like, luring them into this place that is not, like, where truth resides. So my conviction is always I want to see high schoolers reach their full capacity. I think that's what it is in a statement. Because I will see them, and no matter how, like, crazy they're being or whatever, I'm like, you're a leader, and there's so much inside of you. And the Holy Spirit is, like, wildly alive. And I just want to see them all grow up and to be the people that the Father's calling them to be. So that's my main conviction with youth ministry.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I think to say those things, and, you know, I think so much of ministry, but really of evangelization, mm-hmm. And the gospel is speaking those kind of truths mm-hmm. to people. I mean, that is how Jesus rolled, you know,
yes.
Like he spoke yes. truth to people and it set them free.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, as, you know, we hear in the gospels, physically set mm-hmm. them free, you know,
yeah.
especially in healing, but even more especially that kind of spiritual freedom.
Yeah.
From whatever was holding them down.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of, I think that's a good segue, unless you have anything else that you're convicted of in your heart that you wanted to.
I'm convicted of them using their gifts, realizing
yeah.
that you can be a worship leader, do it. Who cares if you're 16? Like, yeah, you can teach.
Well, and, you know, I'd also throw into that, I think that, well, one, I think all of the baptized need to be to hear that, listen, you have gifts.
Yeah.
Use them.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, be free and yes. be even impulsive
mm-hmm.
and impetuous
mm-hmm.
in using those gifts
yeah.
and being leaders.
Yeah.
You know, all of the baptized are called to be missionary disciples.
Right.
And to be kind of radically building the church and
yeah.
bringing the gospel to people and forming them as disciples. But I think especially the youth, because that's really where the gospel and where Christ needs to be present.
Yeah.
And even if you are 20, 23, you can't reach all the pockets that a high school
Exactly.
You know, high
school. It's crazy the influence that they actually have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another thing that we're convicted of at St. Matthew, just among my core team and among some of the high schoolers who are like very plugged in, is like, I think the Lord has showed us over and over again, there's a very real charism in like our people with evangelization. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned this to you before we started recording, but last year in youth ministry, we had a lot of non-Catholic kids coming to our youth group. And it's because the high schoolers were going out and they were inviting their, you know, their Protestant friends, or even like we have had atheists come to youth group. There was one girl telling me, she's on leadership team now. She's like, I was an atheist last year. She had an encounter with Jesus during worship. Like she had an encounter with him during, another high schooler came up to her and prayed with her during worship, and it just like broke through. So that's something we also take very seriously. And St. Matthew, the apostle and evangelist, his feast day, you know, was on Tuesday. So
yeah.
And
I think, you know, well, one, if you're tuning into Conversations on Discipleship, I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Maggie Smith. You know, Maggie, that's a good kind of segue, I think, because there are a lot of issues that, you know, we might say are crippling high schoolers and teenagers, and also kind of binding them, you know, and taking their freedom away from them, you know. And obviously, I think there is sort of perennial, you know, issues with teenagers and young adults that they're always, every generation has to deal with. But there are particular issues that, and what are some of the maybe particular issues that you face, you know, like, especially, you know, like parents and grandparents who are listening to St. Gabriel Radio, who may not fully fathom everything that their children are facing?
Right. What strikes me about this generation, I know we say over and over again, like, oh, social media has never been more prevalent, whatever. That's true. But what strikes me about social media with this generation is this frenzy for activism and this frenzy to be woke and to be able to articulate why X, Y, or Z is completely unacceptable, whether it is or isn't. Since when is that up to our 15-year-olds to, like, get on their pedestal and explain that to the world? And it just puts this insane pressure on them, and it puts this insane level of anxiety about what's happening in the world on them, and it actually has no business being there. And I know we've been saying that high schoolers carry awesome influence, and they have the ability to exercise their gifts, and that's completely true. And they should be able to do that in an age and in an environment where all this extra crap is not, like, on their mind. So that's what I see that is so strikingly different about this generation is, I'm only 23, right? Like, I wasn't in high school that long ago. We had social media, but it wasn't, like, this race to, like, be in the know. And I think that's causing so much. There's just this overwhelming cloud that I feel over them of, am I advocating for the right things? Am I advocating for anything? Am I saying the right? Am I on the right side of the political spectrum? It's just crazy that they're even thinking about that.
Yeah.
This is probably a strong statement. I don't think any person in the world should have TikTok. Yeah, it's like, I guess it makes you laugh, whatever, but I just think it does so much harm. Social media is designed, their business is your attention. Mm-hmm. So that's how they win. So when TikTok just goes from video to video, if you don't know how TikTok works, when the next video ends, it just goes to the next one, and it never ends. It will never end if you don't close your phone. It literally won't end. So I think that is probably the biggest pressure and difference that I see on this generation is the increase of social media and then what it is showing them and causing them to do. Because it's not just like, yeah, they're looking at memes and whatever, but it's also this like very heavy weight of the world in their phones.
It strikes me, there's a Bob Dylan song entitled I'm Younger Than I Was, Then, or something. Something towards that effect. Yeah. But, the whole point of the song is, when he was in his 20s, he was all about various movements. Mm-hmm. I'm younger than that now is the title. He was all into all these movements.
Yeah.
And then as he got older, he became more carefree. Mm-hmm. And he didn't feel like the world was sitting on his shoulders and that he was responsible for it. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Youth are supposed to be somewhat carefree. Even though, we talk about silliness, obviously they have a purpose, mm-hmm, and a value.
Yes.
But there's a sense where it's almost distorted. The world's angst and worries are being placed upon them. But yet they should have kind of the freedom to grow up.
Yes.
And to develop and to be themselves and to figure out who they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's precisely what Dylan is explaining in the song. But it's out there. Well, Maggie, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
It's great to have you. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Maggie Smith from St. Matthew the Apostle Parish. Until next time, peace and all good.